Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 25th. You'll be interested to know, 175 years ago, today in 1890, the United States Congress established Sequoia National Park, a landmark act of conservation preserving the majestic giant sequoia trees, including the General Sherman tree, the largest tree on Earth, symbolizing human dedication to protecting natural wonders for future generations. This event celebrates human achievement in environmental stewardship, inspiring us with its vision of safeguarding beauty and biodiversity, and reminding us that thoughtful action can preserve our planet's treasures for centuries to come. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, rain showers are likely, and it feels like 65 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:33, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:36. It looks like we're in for some rain showers and patchy fog before 11 a.m., then more patchy fog, with thunderstorms likely throughout the day, under cloudy skies and a high near 72, with a gentle southeast breeze. Tonight, expect continued patchy fog and showers with a low around 67 and a light south wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 8 with a high tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday starts with a chance of rain showers and patchy fog before 3 p.m., then becomes partly sunny with a high near 79 and a west wind around 8 miles per hour. Saturday is mostly sunny with a high near 74, then Sunday stays mostly cloudy with a high near 75 and light south winds into Sunday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, if you have ever wanted to drink with the gang from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, then this is your chance. Charlie Day, who stars in the hit sitcom, will host 4 tasting events in Boston to celebrate his whiskey brand, Four Walls Whiskey, from Thursday through Saturday. Day will bartend at the Rooftop at the Envoy at 7 p.m. Thursday and then at Lucky's Lounge at 9:30 p.m. He will also serve at Back Bay Social at 8 p.m. on Friday and at Lansdowne Pub around 7:30 p.m. Saturday. These events are first come, first served, so fans should arrive early to secure a good spot. Now on to sports. The Southeastern Conference has finally announced a switch to 9 conference games, beginning in 2026, which has led to the revelation of permanent opponents for each program. This shift means we will see the continuation of some historic rivalries, while bidding farewell to others. Among the top 10 rivalries still intact is the Iron Bowl, featuring the Alabama Crimson Tide against the Auburn Tigers, known for its memorable moments. However, rivalries such as the LSU Tigers versus the Alabama Crimson Tide will now be missed, marking a significant change in college football's landscape. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, the 2-1 Seahawks are at the 2-1 Cardinals. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. on Amazon Prime Video. Seattle is favored by 1.5, and the over-under is 43.5. In local sports, last night at Rogers Center in Toronto, the Red Sox won over the Blue Jays 7-1. Garrett Crochet pitched 8 sharp innings for the win, and Yoshida and Narvaez both homered to help the Sox break clear. The Sox finished with 12 hits and 0 errors. The Red Sox record is now 87-71. Tonight, the Red Sox face the Blue Jays in Toronto for the final game of this 3-game series. Brian Bello is 11-8 with a 3.34 earned run average. Louis Varland is 4-3 with a 3.10 earned run average. First pitch is at 7:07 at Rogers Center. In top news, there is a new tax break for concierge medicine, and it raises the question, should you join the club? Mark Epstein is paying $3,300 this year to his doctor's office for a VIP experience. At 78 years old, he appreciates the personalized care during his recent medical procedure, where his doctor provided lots of hand-holding. Concierge practices are growing, offering fees from about $1,000 to $30,000 a year, with benefits like round-the-clock access to doctors. Patients can use health savings accounts for membership fees up to $150 a month for individuals and $300 for families. In business news, Catalyst Space has been tapped by NASA to save a $500 million aging space observatory from falling into Earth's atmosphere by launching a spacecraft to push it farther in space. The mission will demonstrate space docking technology amid U.S.-China space rivalry. Catalyst will modify its Link spacecraft to boost the Neil Gehrels Swift Observatory, which has been observing distant galaxies since 2004. Due to atmospheric drag, Swift has a 90% chance of burning up in Earth's atmosphere by late 2026. Catalyst aims to show that servicing unprepared satellites is possible, with tailored mechanisms to secure a grip on Swift. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at just under $112,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over 4,000. And XRP is up 1% to $2.85. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. X-ray scans reveal the hidden risks of cheap batteries. Nearly 8% of lithium-ion batteries from questionable low-cost brands could have dangerous manufacturing defects. A new study from Lumafield shows an enormous gap in quality between brand-name batteries and low-cost cells available online. The company analyzed over 1,000 lithium-ion batteries using computed tomography scanners. They found manufacturing defects that could lead to fires and explosions. The study focused on 1,054 batteries, revealing 33 with a serious defect that increases the risk of internal short-circuiting. This suggests that buying from reputable brands can help avoid dangerous defects. In entertainment news, The Lowdown is not just a good show, it is a good hang. Ethan Hawke portrays Lee Raybon, a bookstore owner and muckraking reporter in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Though the show occasionally meanders, every episode is racingly alive. Sterling Harjo's approach works in this neo-noir story, blending humor, sadness, and danger. A As Lee investigates a suspicious death, he encounters neo-Nazis, a gubernatorial candidate, and a variety of quirky characters. Harjo's affection for Tulsa shines through in his storytelling, revealing both its bad and really good sides. You can watch The Lowdown on Disney+. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American mountaineer and author, Ed Biesters. And he said, "Getting to the top is optional. Getting down is mandatory, emphasizing the importance of safety and perseverance in mountaineering and life." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.